When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps home buyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at truist.com/make your move. Truist.com/make your move. Or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist Bank is an equal housing lender.
My nose cute as fuck though, just my nose, my nose cute as fuck. I got like the perfect nose, I don't go for the word. My nose is perfect, it's like perfect. See my nose, just look at it, and the guy, it's cute y'all, and my nose is hella cute. Y'all can't say my nose ugly, so fuck you, you can say I'm ugly, but my nose ain't, bitch.
Hi, welcome back to the Nicole Ladrian Show. You guys could have been anywhere in the world, but you're tuned in to me right now, so I just want to say thank you so much.
So, Luke, we were talking about toxic relationships.
Yes, sir.
And how much Nicole enjoys it. A toxic relationship.
I don't. Not no more. I used to. I don't know if I did because I stayed new.
Yeah. So, you know, it's...
I was toxic too. That's why. If you in a toxic relationship because you toxic, bitch. Bitch.
If you stay in a relationship...
Just stop. Just working yourself. Working yourself. Love yourself. Yeah. Love yourself, more for yourself. That's what you gotta do.
It can be fun too. I mean, there's some joy.
It's fun, yeah. Oh, it's like, oh, you know, oh, but don't do it.
When you got,
no, I can't tell you how to do it, but just know when to get out. Shit, and learn from your mistakes. Don't keep doing it.
Yeah, I think that if you can,
don't keep doing it.
Yeah,
that's the don't. If you like you experienced it, now you know that lesson. So learn from.
If you can move forward out of that relationship.
No, you better move forward. You better do
that. I mean, it's hard for some people. It takes years. You know what I mean? It takes years.
I've been there. I was one of them people. You feel me?
Yeah, it takes years to get to that spot.
And if you love somebody, you like, nigga, I ain't going nowhere. I'm still loving you, bitch. Correct, though. Y'all know, don't act like y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Like, don't get over here like y'all just so bougie, like y'all can't be real and be like, nigga, yeah, I did love motherfucking, I was stupid, beautiful. Yeah, we all been beautiful at one point in time. But that's love. Love is so beautiful. It's careless. It needs no bounds. It goes to the test of time. Love will fucking drive you into a wall.
Let me ask you this instead. So what are the most significant challenges faced by residents in an impoverished neighborhood?
Drugs. So you guys, when one lives in the ghetto, you experience certain things. Not that it's all bad, because listen, you know, it's not. It's not all bad. It's actually a beautiful community of Black people and all different other races that live within the community. All of us are, you know what I'm saying, impoverished. So we understand the struggles and what we're going through. So it's not a race thing. It's just a people thing. It's a human thing. It's a God thing first, right?
Absolutely.
So right, my friend Marie. So look, so this is the thing, right? So it's like, well, thank you, God, we alive, because that's the first thing that we have. We have breath. We have breath in our lungs, you guys, that we are alive. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay? That's first and foremost.
How does living in low-income area affect children's education, in your opinion?
It depends on the child. It depends on a lot of different factors, the upbringing of the child. This is the thing. Are we more encountered to facing trouble and difficulty? Yes, we are. But one can overcome it if they strive to. You feel me?
Right.
Anybody can just, hey, it can go a different way. And that's a great thing. And if you can overcome and get and you know, push through, that's healing evolution, right?
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, community resources can improve living conditions.
I can improve my own condition. Fuck, I don't need your resources if I don't want no resources. You remember? Yeah. That's great. But that's great. But if one, listen, one can still excel and not have no resources. One can just believe in self and God first. God first. God first, y'all. And then one will say, oh, I don't need anything else. I got this. And they do it. And you know that.
That's common.
That's a good thing.
But I always invite people to look outside of themselves for help as well. You want to help yourself, but you also want to, if you have a community that can help or something, they're providing some guidance or guidelines, get that and use it. Because the thing is, you cannot see your way out of a dark tunnel, find some light at the end of it. It's easier if somebody's at the other side shining the light, say, hey, come this direction, just keep walking forward, and then you'll know which way to go. Even though your own brain is going to tell you that if you walk far enough, you may get out, but it's the directions that we're often given by the community resources that we can find.
Amen.
And some people don't gravitate towards those days.
Amen.
It's like self-medicating yourself. You know what I mean?
That's
like, you know, you can't always self-medicate. You can figure out, you can follow the little voice in your head.
You should always follow. Well, maybe some. Damn.
What's the little voice in Nicole's head?
Don't listen to it. Sometimes you can listen to it, but not always. Because that little voice gets you. No, my little voice in my head, actually. I think that's probably the only way that's really suffice, you know?
When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps homebuyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at truist.com/make your move. Truist.com/make your move. Or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist is an equal housing lender.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I got you. So,
but sometimes it can lead you astray. I guess it just depends on you. And if you know your voice leads you to the right direction, then you follow your voice. If not, then you know your voice is like toxic. Your voice is toxic.
Yes.
Y'all, seriously, nah.
I lost the words here. Nicole is very entertaining and, you know.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Nicole. Nicole.
Don't fuck it.
All right, so.
You're not about to tell my name.
Hey, do you remember when we was talking about monogamy?
Yes.
You a fan of monogamy or do you like polygamy? You think that a man should... Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think a man should have one, three...
I think you should just keep doing what we're doing and stop lying about shit. Just don't lie. Just be real. Like, look, I got niggas.
You got hoes.
But that's not necessary.
No. Not everybody like that, but the ones who are need to be real about it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I didn't say everybody was like that. I said ones that are need to be real about it. Be honest. Just be honest with whoever you are.
Okay, so we got polygamy, which is the allowance, or what people call a poly relationship.
Yes.
The allowance of multiple
partners.
And things like that.
Yes.
And we also have
monogamy.
Old school monogamy,
yeah.
Right? What's the sustainability of monogamy in today's age? I mean, historically, the roots of monogamy as a social norm, what are they? I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, were we... In my opinion, I thought we were given a monogamous, we were trained to be monogamous so men wouldn't kill each other. You know what I mean? The women wouldn't kill the other women and say, hey, you know what I mean? That's That's my man right there.
That part.
Yes, my man. You know,
really shut your eyes.
I'm not. Right.
Somebody go help me. Just go help. Help me out, look. Get your old friend.
When I go now, I'm like, look here, bitch.
Bitch number one, bitch number two, three, and four. Y'all bitches better fall in line to bring me some macaroni and cheese. And you bring me a turkey goddamn pot pie.
What you got, a turkey wing over there?
There is some money, bitch.
Yeah.
Brown, see? I got a turkey wing right now, I swear.
Yeah, see, that's one thing.
No, it's a barbecue turkey wing mix. And it's, hold on, it's a barbecue turkey wing. It's in foil, y'all. I'm about to fuck that turkey wing.
Tell you something. A woman can never, she can never give me any money. I will never take money from a woman. She
because
can't.
He got money, y'all. He
no, don't listen that way.
No, he a balling ass nigga.
No, listen. A woman.
No, he lying. He got money, y'all.
She can't hand me no value. Motherfucker, she got to show me value. You know what I'm saying?
That's stop. Not funny. No, this thing got money.
I said, look, I'm a broke ass nigga just like
okay. But broke like, now, so lies. He's lying, y'all.
Here's the reality.
He's lying, y'all.
All right, I'm going to stop messing around. Nicole, thank you. You know what?
I don't know. Fair. About your finance,
thank you for letting me come on your show and talk some with you. I appreciate it.
Don't do that, because if it wasn't for you, I would have no show.
Hey, look, I'm happy about this thing.
Right? See, y'all, even trying to like but act like this not a big part of my show.
Let's talk about, but I do want to talk about the social norm and how it came about and why. My thing is, I always thought that it was kind of made up to just protect
what
this monogamy. Just to protect the household, just to keep the household straight, because if you got too many things going on, it's going to be hell in your house all the time. And that's just a reality.
Yeah.
Because with one person, it can be hell 24/7. You get two people, that's 48/14. Well, you can't do that, huh? I can't multiply the days times two. But anyway, it's just twice as hard.
Why can't you?
Because you can't have 48.
It's about as simple as
you can't have 48 hours, but it'll feel like it.
24 in a day.
Yeah,
that's 2 days. Okay, so you got 40 hours in 2 days.
So, anyway, what do you think the social norm came from, Nicole?
It's man-made.
Absolutely.
It's man-made. That's all I have to say about the social norm. That is a man-made thing.
Yeah. It is.
And yeah, that's it. It's man-made.
Yeah, it's man-made. And then it raised about the question. Why do some argue that monogamy is no longer realistic in modern society?
Because it's too easy. That's why. It's too easy for both sexes, my love. Oh, it's everything designed to make us cheat. You got the devil in every app. You got the devil in everything. You got the devil. He's there. And so, the flesh likes to.
Get ready to vibe with Nicole Aladrin, the R&B sensation heating up the music scene. Her soulful sounds and captivating voice are on full display.
Hey, this is Nicole Aladrin. Check out my new single, You Know How It Goes in the Game, off the album Enemy Ride.
When you want to hear some good music, Nicole Aladrin has it. So be sure to search for Nicole Aladrin on all platforms today.
So monogamy is no longer realistic.
It's not. Society. It's too easy.
Yeah, I think
it's just too easy. It's too easy.
I think it is.
It's too easy. It's made it to where we don't have to want for anything, really.
But it's
money. I think I want for money, y'all.
It's a choice.
I need more money.
It's a choice.
Got money.
Monogamy.
Yeah.
Is a choice. If you decide.
Yeah, you have to choose to say, listen, I love my partner. Don't cheat on your partner if you love him. Because it's not worth it. It's not worth it, y'all.
No.
Just focus on the one you love. It's so beautiful. Love is beautiful. Listen, love in the right way is beautiful. So. Just love on your love and love your lover and love your person and love yourself. And you will be, when you love yourself and you love and you love on your person, you'll be fine. Everything will coexist beautifully.
All right. That's fair. Do you think, how do cultural differences influence views on monogamy? Do you think that this guy over here from a different culture sees monogamy differently than somebody in our Western culture in which we live?
They're both tainted. They could both be on the same time set, but in just different religions. But therefore, they're like, oh, well, I still believe this, but I believe I should have multiple wives. And he's saying, well, I don't believe in being filled with one because of whatever trauma I've been through, right? It can be then my religion tells me that I'm that man. I'm supposed to have multiple women. You get it? It doesn't. it all coincides in the same thing, which is that one's ego is saying, hey, and that's okay. If that man wants multiple women or wives, then hey, if you can afford to do so, then sir, do it. I say, long as you, look, if you can afford to do it, then do it by any means. Listen, and be honest with the women. And if the women agree and you got the financial resource for the women to agree to that, because some women won't even agree to that. They'll just agree because it's you, right? So either way, be honest. Be honest. Just be honest. The main thing I can say, y'all, be don't lie to people. Be real about your truth. Just be yourself. Well, we're applying for it. We too grown for that.
Okay, so
young or old, even I understand that young people lying, but damn, come on, when you get to a certain age, come on now, stop lying.
So what's the psychological impacts?
Oh, it's a nigga kill you, you get killed. Motherfucking kill you over there. Heart, stop playing with people because people will fuck you up and
That's not psychological unless you're talking about how it might freak somebody out.
No, it's mental. Because if a person mental, they'll kill you. It's mental. So if one can think to kill you, they're going to kill you, right? They're going to execute that thing, right? Am I right or wrong? It takes your thoughts to kill someone, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that's what I mean, Maurice.
So
y'all be careful. Don't play with people's hearts is the point. Don't play with nobody's heart.
Do you think monogamy?
Oh, that'll get your ass killed.
It could be redefined to fit in today's contemporary lifestyle.
No, I think that for some, yeah, not many, not majority.
Right.
I did not. Don't quote me because I ain't you.
No, you know it's
I'm a monogamous bitch.
It's too virgin.
Yeah. But I'm saying, so I'm not speaking for nobody. I'm speaking from my experience.
Yeah.
So, hey, if you got your shit good and it's great, bitch, keep doing you.
No, that's real talk.
But don't listen, I'm going to go by my shit. You feel me? But I ain't going to go by your shit because the thing is everybody's situation is different. You feel me?
So you think that if you were, all right, let me give you a scenario. Mm-hmm. One Nicole, two men. One household. You're married to both of these guys. This is a scenario that exists now a lot of. And you have to split your time between these two husbands, but yet you are, you know, I won't say split your time, but you have to basically be dedicated to both of these men at the same time. And they pay... Everybody pulls their weight in the household the way it's expected of, you know, whatever agreed upon. And that right there, Nicole, if you were in that situation, you would be joining a lot of people who are now seeing the poly relationships as a benefit rather than a negative. What's your take on it?
Oh, wow. That's a lot to say again, Maurice. I've never had a dynamic like that, but I think that if it was a healthy dynamic for me, I have two men who they're providing, I'm providing, so that's three incomes, right? Oh, we got three incomes now. I don't know exactly what we're doing, but obviously I'm assuming we're doing something that, we're generating money, right? It's three incomes. Oh, that's a benefit. So that off the bat for me, I feel like it's ideal. I feel like that's the ideal component because financial and a financial part is three times greater than one.
Excellent. So what happens when one of those men decide or one of your husbands decide that it's time to bring a fourth person?
Oh, and they will. Send. Okay. Hey, well.
So now it's two women.
I'm going to be honest, y'all, I've never been this dynamic, but thinking right now about it, oh, I can definitely do it because I'm like, okay, if I'm not married, I'm single right now. And if I had two men right now, y'all, this I'm going to be real pissed about it. I had two men that came and said, hey, well, okay, you doing, you know.
When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps home buyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at Truist.com/make your move. Truist.com/make your move. Or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist Bank is an equal housing lender.
And I'm doing, and he doing, and yet, okay, well, she's going to have to generate some money too. You, bitch, you ain't about to be, I'm just saying, if you ain't generating no cash, then you got to go.
All right. So.
Because everybody's generating money, you have to add to the pot, bitch. It's no, you don't get no free ride. And if you think you'll get fried, you got to go.
So in your eyes, a poly relationship should be one of...
Everybody's contributing to it.
Contribute, yeah. Benefit, and...
Definitely. The fuck you mean? Definitely. You goddamn right.
Otherwise, why do it?
Right. Yeah. And the thing is, even the woman sitting down and being pretty, bitch, that's the ideal way. And the men is doing it. Them men supposed to be busting their ass for us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That part. Yeah. But if all parties are working, women and men in the polyamorous... relationship, all right.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it.
Pull your weight.
I can see it. I don't necessarily.
Yes, I can't.
Listen, this is the thing. I've never been in that type of relationship dynamic, so I'm not. Don't quote me on it. But I'm saying, like, just thinking about it on a level, like, yeah, y'all is more than merrier. So y'all better be producing. Y'all produce, right, Maurice? I'm just saying that would be the smart thing to do.
I'm all listening. I mean, you know, it's not, it wouldn't be for me.
Y'all, but I'm saying, if you gonna do it right, y'all. All these bodies, nigga, y'all better make it some money. Y'all making money. Y'all better be ching, ching, ching.
In a monogamous versus a poly, I don't know if it's polygamous. Polygamous or whatever, but I know mono is one, poly is many. I personally don't want to deal. I wouldn't want to deal with it because I'm okay with one person. But and I'm more okay with the comfort that one person gives me. And when I say comfort,
amen.
I mean that.
Amen.
I don't want any. I think I get enough frustrations, enough obligations, enough.
The nigga handle the one.
Yeah, that Andrew Harrison song. I don't even want to even try to do anything like that.
Why, bitch? You know what I mean? I got enough with her.
And don't have no children involved because that makes things even stickier.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You have
babies,
my love.
Yeah.
I love you. I love you. That part.
All right.
That's all it is. I love you. Okay, I love you. Y'all, I even got my...
Yeah, you know.
My hands up.
You know, yeah.
Okay, I got my hands up. Look, y'all, over here.
See, so, you know, I mean,
love is beautiful.
When you have children, that does change a lot of things that you can and can't do. You may not want to be in a poly relationship.
Definitely.
When you have children.
No, I'm not.
You know what I mean? No, we're not talking about just man or woman in specific. It can go both ways. I mean, some men can see if you're a man and let's put it this way. Our man, he's a man. We have one wife. We have children and we all raise that child together. I may not view that man's viewpoint strongly enough to rear my child. You know what I mean? He may be immature. He may not be right for children. He may be perfect in all other ways. And I just may not want that for my child. So I wouldn't want to bring a child into that environment. Some people can do it without problems. But me personally, I probably couldn't. So it also brings another thing about when it comes to raising child.
So
everybody leaves. The two men bounce. And now it's just that woman and that child. And now we have raising children in a single parent home. Now it can be reversed. Everybody can leave and it could be the dad and the child.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's more the woman though.
Absolutely. Okay.
So it's more on the woman's side. Men experience that, but women definitely, I think, way more than men.
So when a man raises the child, so this is a common thing I hear. How true it is, I'm in the middle and I don't know. But I hear when a man raises a child, that child fares better in life. I hear when a woman raises a child, now hold on a sec, because these are not opinions of mine, and they're just what I've heard. And I'm gonna tell you where I agree and disagree. But when a woman raises a child, especially a man, there are, I don't know if it's a survey or information they have gathered that shows that these women raise have a higher perplexity. Well, I don't know if that's the word, but they have a higher rate of going to jail. They have a higher rate.
Always.
Well, I'm just saying what the statistics show. Now, what shows in my neighborhoods and what shows amongst my people that I know, it's not true. It's not true in my family. I have a very big family throughout San Francisco, the Bay Area. And I got a couple of knuckleheads, but you know what I mean? But they're going to be who they're going to be.
Yeah.
But should a woman raise a man? Should a man raise a woman?
Yep. If that's his baby, if he have to.
Absolutely.
Right, yep.
If you have to. Is it the first choice? No.
Yes, it would be a first choice, because if I have to, I still will raise you. Therefore, it will always be my first choice if I had to.
No. It's your second. That's your second choice, because your first choice you made.
Yeah, you're right. No, but I'm saying it's still a first choice, because I'm choosing my baby. What I mean when I say that.
Yeah.
Again, we choose to have the other person that can be what is in love us correctly. We can have a healthy relationship, right? Our marriage, right? Right?
Okay, so.
But if it don't happen that way, we're left to say, well, then I choose my child. I choose my offspring, because no matter what. That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean.
So that's honestly a different answer to a different question. But I get what you say. Yeah. No, because when I say first,
You're right.
The relationship.
Yeah, the relationship. Okay.
Yeah. So.
You're right.
When a man and a woman, let's say me in my personal situation, if I was to separate, and I have three kids. My kids are almost all grown. But when they were younger, I would prefer to stay with their mom, because I would like for them to have the nurturing, love of their mom.
Yeah, the mother is the
shit. Yeah.
The mother know everything to do.
Yeah, it's not about some guys I know who say, man.
The mother is always more, that's how God made her. That part. Just gonna trust that, hey, she's a mother to my children and my children, so to be a wife for my girl, then therefore she's capable of doing the things I need her to do, because she can take care of my offspring. That's the first thing I think a real man.
So I have two girls and one boy. But I would definitely be there for them anyway, but more or less, when the boy gets a certain age, I would even kick in even more, because I do believe that it takes a man example to raise another man. To raise a female, I have no business trying to raise females as a man, because all I'm going to do is turn out some tough-ass women who go around and they're way too, they won't give anybody opportunities, because men don't like to give a lot of opportunity when it comes to relationships. Like, bye, boom, 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 boom. And that's how we think. Well, if a dude don't want to be good for you, cut them off. You know what I mean? But if you really want to be in a relationship with somebody, you have to give them an opportunity to prove themselves and show themselves who they'll be. And men can't train that into a woman. They train them hardcore. A woman can train that into a woman. Problem is, when a woman gets a hold of a teenage boy or a young boy, they overcoddle them and they train him the wrong way. And he gets out there and he mistreats those women. Because she also says, oh, don't let these women take advantage of you. Don't let this happen. Don't let this happen. And we create a weird dynamic. So men should stay in the lives of their kids as much as possible.
Amen.
And if it's a woman who doesn't leave as much as the men do, they should do the same thing. Anyway, I'm sorry. Your point was, you were saying that, just to say, some of the things I quoted, I don't necessarily find true, because I was raised by a single mom. And I think that I did have a grandfather, though, who was Yeah, my grandfather was a hell of a grandfather, a hell of a man. He taught me a lot of stuff, in my life. And without that, if I would just lean on 100% of what my mom taught me, I may have been a little bit different than what I am now. So But to your point, Nicole, there's no insult. Your kid is your once you, they didn't ask to be here. You know what I mean? So, yeah, they are your first priority. You know what I mean?
Yes. God first and your children and then your spouse. If you have someone, but your kids even come. That's my belief that my kids come before my spouse. If I have a man or a husband, which I don't, y'all, but I'm just saying, my child is first. God is first and then my child. So my child is second to God.
Okay.
Okay, so, third. He's not second to God. Okay. Yeah. And now, if he's my husband, yes, that's different.
So but I'm not sure.
I don't know if I was married, would I still be like, I'd probably still be like my child is second. Yeah. My husband.
Well, no. So the way it's supposed to be is God, husband, John. But that's, don't, no, those are children that you make together.
No, but what
listen, if you bring a child, listen,
our children, so.
That's what I'm saying. If you bring a child into this, I ain't gonna put nobody that just walked into my life. I don't care 3, 4, 5 years
yeah,
and we got married.
First.
My child has to come first.
That's what I'm
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm so saying. The original order, and the thing is, some people get the original order. I think the way they take it, they might take it wrong. It's like, your children in your household should always be first. They should eat. You should make sure they eat. You should make sure they're taken care of. If it's only a little, absolutely, they're happy. If you only got,
we're loving them, but you're nurturing them.
Absolutely. You only got little money. That money need to go to them. That they need to eat. Yeah. So
everything's going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I hear that a lot when people say there's just people who put people in front of their mom. I don't do that. My mom comes first. I don't care. You know what I mean? So,
it's different, you know?
Yeah. I mean, people say, oh, well,
You know what? I'm a real, y'all, recipes to my mama, but I'm a real, it was God, my mama, then my child. My mama come before my child when my mom was alive.
My mom comes before.
Yeah, she come for everything. God is first.
My mom is, to me, she's okay. My version of God. We're going to talk more about this in a little bit, but we're going to have to tap in on it soon a little bit. All right. So anything you want to say, Nicole?
Thank you guys so much. So much for tuning in. And be on the lookout for more episodes. The Nicole Legend Show featuring Ann Taylor, my beautiful producer, who is just such a great, phenomenal person. And believe in my dream, y'all. Thank you. And I respect and appreciate all of y'all. That's really on my team. All right. God bless.
God bless. Peace out.
Peace.
When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps home buyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at truist.com/makeyourmove. Truist.com/makeyourmove. Or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist Bank is an equal housing lender.